This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at Franklin Armory, back at franklinarmory.com. Goodness gracious. Back finally after all the Christmas holiday stuff, and joining me once again is writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. I mean, we put you on a giant station. What, WORD is what, 50,000 watts? Is it clear channel, right?
No. They're intercom. Yeah.
Yeah, but you can hear them all the way to heaven and back. And we have to learn the intros to your own show. You must really get dedicated when you guest host. I'm impressed.
Why? Did you listen to that, or have you listened to that?
Sure. Sometimes you put it out as bonus tracks on your podcast.
Right. And, I do that because I have a script for that one. There's a lot of moving parts of that one. It's much easier to do my show, and it's a lot more fun to do my show because I don't have to deal with certain nuances that I do with them.
Well, that's why they call it your show,
right. Not
the show on WORD.
That's right.
Great to have you back. How you feeling? How did you survive Christmas other than...
Christmas was fine. I mean, it got Christmas Day. For some reason, it was very, very cold here, which, yeah. You know, it is winter and it should be cold here. But it was really cold here. So, we had our Christmas and moved on.
All right. Well, I did have friends down here in Louisiana who grabbed their family, said, "We're going up to the cabins in the mountains." "Where's that?" says I. "Tennessee." A few hours later, I look up there, snow, freezing rain, power outages, and they go, "We're fine. We have wood to heat." I'm going, "That's not my idea of a good time. I moved south so that other people could enjoy that."
That's
more,
right.
More power to them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you came from California, too. I mean, do you not like the winter weather? Do you not like the cold weather?
Oh, I'm Chicago, Connecticut.
Oh,
parts
then
of Virginia.
You just...
I've done my shoveling.
You had your share of such stuff.
I've had. Are you going to have Dean on today or tomorrow?
Wednesday.
Then I'm going to jump in and steal one of the articles from my colleague Dean Weingarten.
Okay.
Because Dean is a rigorous man. He was a meteorologist for the military. He studies. You know, I know we make jokes about the weather. But the reason we can make jokes about the weather is there are guys like Dean who are trying to give their best estimate of a really difficult subject. And you take a meticulous mind like that, turn him loose on election fraud, and he scours the internet. He goes, "Now, wait a minute. Now, just wait a minute." If he were back doing meteorology, he'd say, "This is bad data. I'm not accepting it." The Federal Election Commission says that when you scan pre-printed ballots, you should have an error rate of 1.25 million. Well, in Antrim County in Michigan and Clark County, Nevada, we had error rates that were like 70%. So we had 200,000 miscounts rather than one in 200,000 being miscounted. Wow. So that's so broke, it's not broken. That had to be by design. Let me put it to you this way. Had you flipped a coin, you would have done better at guessing the vote. And why? Why would you tolerate an error rate like that? The machine is clearly broken. Something's not right. It turns out that there's a procedure when the machine can't read a vote. It goes to a committee, so-called forensic audit and evaluation. But it turns out there's no paper trail. There's no accountability once this, quote, bipartisan committee looks at the vote by hand. By the way, you don't look at 250,000 votes by hand. That's insane. So it looks like it was designed for fraud from the start. Thank you, Dean Weingarten, for saying that in black and white so that all of us can understand it.
Yeah, Dean has a way of cutting through the minutia and bringing things into the sunshine that I'm sure people that he exposes probably doesn't like. You know, prior to this election, I had John Lott on. And John Lott pointed out that worldwide, everybody has tried mail-in ballots. And worldwide, everybody has abandoned mail-in ballots because it is a huge vehicle for fraud.
Right.
And that whole idea that they just came up with that said, they made everybody afraid to go vote in person because, well, COVID, and all of these mail-in ballots made it possible in some cases for fraudulent election stuff that they came up with, which was bussing in a whole bunch of ballots pre-printed, waited on,
Right. Well, they were, you know what they didn't do with that truckload of ballots in Pennsylvania?
What's that?
They didn't fold them, put them in an envelope, and run them through a mail sorting house, because that marks the daylights out of them. They look like they came right out of a printing press.
Pristine.
And in many cases, after they were read, they were shredded. That's called hiding the evidence. It's embarrassing. Now, you think it's crazy. I think it's crazy. 30% of Democrats think it's crazy. About 30% of independents think it's crazy. When you add all of us up that think this wasn't an election, it's like 49%. Now, I have a question for you, Bill. You are a individual. You just ostensibly received more votes than any U.S. presidential candidate ever.
Oh, yeah?
Even though you carried fewer counties than Barack Obama, you got more votes. Vote for Bill was written. Bill, president-elect, is written on all the newspapers. And yet 49% of the population thinks it was a fraud. If you thought it was real, wouldn't you ask for a recount?
If I thought it was real, Joe Biden's running around right now thinking, acting like, this was, I really stomped him. I won. I've got the mandate. And at the same time, he didn't campaign. He didn't ever come out to campaign. I don't know if it's because he was afraid of COVID or because his people didn't want him to campaign because he's Joe Biden. But, yeah, you're right. He's out there and he's acting like, There was never any doubt. I stomped this guy. I stomped the mud out of him. So,
well, you're right. There may never have been any doubt, but I think he's afraid of a recount. I don't even call them Democrat voters. I call them Biden voters because we've never seen him before. We've never seen him since. As near as I can tell, they only exist for 1 minute at 3 a.m. on Wednesday after an election.
Absolutely. We're coming up on the first break. Tell everybody how they can find Rob Morse.
My writing is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. It's carried by Clash Daily and The Daily Surge. I write the Armed Citizen column on Amoland. And if I've been good, I get to talk to Bill and the Ninjas here on Lock and Load Radio.
I don't know if it's only if you've been good.
Well, Santa Claus said I did all right.
There you go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
what's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are speaking with writer and podcaster Rob Morse. So then,
Bill,
young,
we could jump into nothing but politics today. Can we talk about guns for just a little bit?
Absolutely.
Well, let's talk about self-defense, because there are millions of new gun owners. I think I know some friends who got firearms for Christmas. Welcome to the Klan. There's a lot to learn. It's not a secret handshake, but there is so much to learn. I'm going to bring you a news article that I wrote about, and there's a lot we can all learn from it. This is out of New Orleans, just before Christmas. You're at home on a Tuesday morning. Sounds like the world's safest time. You're not outside a bar at, you know, just after midnight on a Sunday morning. You're at home. You're taking care of your four-year-old daughter. And then you hear shouts and crashing sounds. Four armed men rush into your house. They threaten you. They hit you in the head with their gun. You're being pistol whipped. And you're armed. You shoot all four of your attackers. Now you scoop up your daughter and call 911. Your daughter was injured. EMTs take her to the hospital for treatment of a bullet wound. The police, when they get there, and those have to be the longest minutes on the planet, find two of your attackers dead inside. Two more are wounded, and they made it out of your home. EMTs take those two wounded individuals and your daughter to the hospital. The great news is that later news reports say your daughter is expected to fully recover. Great, but I'll have my gun up on the shelf, on the unloaded in the bedroom. Four guys just broke into your house. You're not going to run away from your child. You're going to run to your child, even if it means throwing you in front of these bad guys in a bullet. So you must be armed. I mean, I understand that nobody wakes up on a Tuesday morning and thinks, let's go be in an overwhelming gunfight to defend me and my family. But it happens. And that's why we get trained. That's why we take instruction. And some days that instruction really pays off. Look, if it happened to me right now, I'd be there with my mouth hanging open. What? Why are you guys doing? By the time I understood what was happening, I'd be overrun. And he continued to fight, even though he was hit in the head. Bill, you've been a contact martial arts competitor.
Yeah.
You know that, wow, it's hard to keep your head in the game when it's getting hit. Okay, and he put effective shots on his attacker. He didn't chase them. When they ran, he realized, man, I got more important things to do. Where's my daughter? He checked to see if she was hurt. She was. He called 911 to get help. Wow. That could have been us. I mean, there are 2 million home invasion robberies a year. Think of it. That averages about to 1 out of every 100 homes. That could be my neighborhood.
Well, I mean, when you break that down, that's so many thousand per day. How many is that?
I didn't do it that way.
You go ahead and keep talking. I'll do the math.
You'll do the math. A million a year. The news report wasn't written by a guy like Bill or I who wants to find out the details. But how did our good guy defend himself against four armed men without getting shot? And we can speculate, but we don't know. Imagine you're being attacked, you hear a crash. If you're down in your daughter's room, you don't need to run out into the middle and get nose to nose with four strangers. You see they're armed. Wouldn't it be better to shoot them from down the hall, preferably from around the corner of a room? All they see is an eyeball on a gun barrel, part of your hand, while they're standing out in a room. So great tactics help you overcome a numerical advantage. This isn't high noon. This isn't an old Western where you have to go meet in the middle of the street. We want an unfair advantage when evil men come to call. But did you ever learn how to use those angles, how to use a corner and shoot around it? please learn. Please, I beg you to learn, because that's what kept our buddy alive. The other dimension, not just geometry, is one of time. Suppose the situation I mentioned, you're walking out of the bedroom, the four guys charge you, they're one in front of each other, you're effectively getting attacked by one guy at a time. They don't know you're armed, and now you shoot them one after another from front to back. Literally, the guy in back can't see what you're doing until he hears a great big loud bang from your gun. The other thing, two other things that occur to me before we crash into this next break. I bet this dad is glad he was carrying and wishes he had a medical kit. I would be there panicked, putting my weight on my child's wound, wishing that the medical kit that's at the other end of the house were here next to me. A lot of people carry a medical kit. At least, you know, have one in your house, have one in your car. Bill and I have been places where we carried tourniquets. There's a reason for that. The other thing, last comment, and Bill, I'm sure you'll agree with this, there are places where you're only allowed to have 10 rounds in your firearm.
Yeah.
Not in this case, but can you imagine facing four guys? They're not obeying the law. They may have 60 rounds headed your way, and you get 10 to stop them.
Yeah, that's the fun part about gun control, isn't it? It never actually controls the criminal. It controls the good guy. So.
Right. Right.
Gun control is how much I love you. Let me tell you, I just love you. Just love you.
If guys are going to do an armed robbery, aggravated assault, this may come as a surprise. If you're a new gun owner and you wonder why we're so harsh about people who want to disarm you, the bad guys don't follow the rules.
No. They never follow the rules. That's one of the reasons they actually win, is because they don't follow the rules. A fight, a combat is supposed to be something where you are going to fight it to win. And we are constrained as law-abiding people by gun controllers. We're headed into the next break. Of course, you can catch Slow Facts WordPress blog. That's where Rob's stuff is at. And he's here. He's here on a regular basis. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Socialism for rich people. That's what Speaker Pelosi and Senator Sanders have sketched out.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky speaking on the Senate floor. The Kentucky Republicans saying there's no realistic path for $2,000 checks. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders says all he wants is a vote.
Give us a vote. What is the problem? What is the problem with having the American people see how their senators vote on this issue of such enormous importance?
President Trump arrived back in Washington, D.C. today without speaking to reporters, marking a quiet end to his vacation. The president returning to the nation's capital alongside First Lady Melania Trump and a few White House aides, cutting his holiday trip to Palm Beach short ahead of the annual New Year's Eve party at his Mar-a-Lago resort. This is USA Radio News. Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley says he would object to the electoral count on January 6th to allow debate on how the election was run. Hawley saying at the very least, Congress should investigate allegations of voter fraud and adopt measures to secure the integrity of our elections. He also reminds everyone on Fox News,
I don't recall hearing the Democrats make any such outrageous claims when they were the ones who were objecting during the Electoral College certification in 2004 and 2016. Democrats have done this for years in order to raise concerns about election integrity. Now when Republicans, 74 million Americans, have concerns about election integrity, we're supposed to just sit down and shut up?
A Wisconsin hospital worker has been fired for intentionally removing COVID-19 vaccines from a refrigerator, forcing the hospital to throw out more than 500 doses. The hospital saying at first they thought it was human error, but the woman admitted she did it on purpose. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with Rob Morse, writer, podcaster. I want to ask you a question.
Hit it.
Do you believe that a person's choice of handgun to carry is some sacred totem that gun owners should attack other gun owners about if they say something, I don't know, less than complimentary about their chosen gun?
So are we going to, I'm confused. I'm not particularly interested in your criticism of my firearm, and I don't think you should criticize me if I carry a gun different than you. What are you thinking of, Bill?
Well, no. I got out there now. You've seen, as a gun owner, you've seen all the hype surrounding the SIG P365. It's one of the best. It is probably the best-selling handgun in the United States today. Lots of people carry it. Lots of serious people carry it. Lots of people you and I know, though, that we've trained with mutually, would never carry it, you know? And for various reasons. Now, my hands are arthritic, right?
Oh, wow.
And, I have a couple of problems with that. Then there's just the fact that I'm just a clumsy oaf. That comes into play, too. So I got this gun, and I fully intended to carry this gun in certain situations. Probably still will, but I decided to record a video about this is not going to be a gun I'm going to carry because it's not a fighting handgun. And that's because in certain, I mean, we're in a very uncertain place in American history right now. There's a lot of people think we might be in for a civil war, civil unrest, all these other things. And for me, carrying a gun, at least the size of a Glock 19, that I can handle really easily, I can do it in my sleep, is quite the thing. Now, the SIG P365 is purely a self-defense handgun. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
So I put this video out, and I say, well, for me, this is not a fine handgun. It's not going to be a gun I'm going to carry. Nothing about the gun. The gun shoots beautifully. It's easy to carry. It is double-stacked, so, I mean, you can get it without it getting too big with a 12-round magazine, right? Smaller than a Glock 26, which is, would be most people's default go-to gun if they're looking for a double-stack. I just couldn't make it go through the immediate action if I have a stoppage. My hands just wouldn't do it. And since I put that video out, it's like I've attacked people's moms.
Yes. Here's what's true. My mom wasn't perfect. My gun isn't either. But it may fit me, and another gun might not. You're talking about fit. This is like, to me, arguing about shoe size.
Right.
You know? Those pairs of shoes aren't comfortable on my feet. Go for it, y'all. And yet, you're right. People get tremendously attached to the choices they've made. I'm sure I've done it myself. Hopefully I've outgrown it. I hope your critics will too.
Well, this is the thing. As I'm looking at this thought occurs to me. These people are coming at me because I don't like this particular gun. Now, it's just my opinion.
Right.
I don't like this gun. I can't tell you how many times I've been told, well, Hickok 45 carries it. Well, bully for him. I know him. I know his real first name is not Hickok. And, good for him. And I know a lot of other people that don't carry it. And I know a lot of people that do. And that's great for the people that do. I can see a narrow niche where you might want to carry that gun. It'd be a pretty decent gun to carry. It's in a gunfight, it's going to be fine, I think. I sincerely hope I don't have to reduce a stoppage in it in a gunfight. Because I can't run it the way I've been trained to run any other gun. The way we trained at Tactical Response.
Your hands are too big to fit that gun comfortably. That's not a crime. That's not even a knock against your gun. It's not a knock against your hands. Go get a gun that does fit. And yet other people take all of their choices as if it reflects on their character rather than, shoe size.
I've had people that are like, I'm 6'3". I used to be a shot putter. My hands are the size of catcher mitts. I can run this gun. Great.
Good for you.
But I didn't say anything about you. I was talking about the gun and me. And this is where I think we run into a problem, because I wonder how many gun owners didn't vote this last thing. But we saw something the other day with the pistol brace thing. When the gun owners actually do coalesce and get out there and they start, massing up and everything and letting politicians know how they feel about something, normally they back down. And that's exactly what happened with the SB Tactical thing at the ATF.
And I hope they speak up and will be on the Capitol lawn January 6th.
Yeah. We'll see how that goes. I think a lot of that will depend on Mike Pence. Mike Pence could end all of this January the 6th if he wants to.
I don't know how.
Oh, yeah. He can look. Okay. He can. All of these states that sent two sets of electors, he can look at that and examine that. And first of all, he's unimpeachable. There's no appeal with this. He is the final arbiter.
Right.
Constitutionally. Second of all, he can get out there and say, well, looking at this and looking at the irregularities and the fact that they changed these laws, these unelected officials did something that the legislature has to do. Therefore, Georgia sent, there's no electoral votes coming from Georgia for Trump or Biden.
Ah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
He could do that.
Interesting.
If he wants to look at the irregularities, and I mean, that would be, it just depends. I guess it depends on with Mike if he's going to be sitting back there going, well, I don't know if the media will like me if I do that. But once again, you know. Yeah. But, you know, when you look at this, though, this whole thing with the, like, this video and everything.
The one out of
gun owners turn. We have a tendency to turn on each other, don't we?
We do. It embarrasses me. Come on, guys, get out of junior high school. You should be growing up by now.
Yeah.
When we come back, I want to talk about how much anti-gun pork was crammed in the COVID bill. Oh, yeah. That was ugly.
They just got signed.
I know.
I'm glad that there's going to be some transgender studies taking place in Pakistan. That's great. Makes me sleep better at night knowing that.
Well, did you introduce any relatives to firearms over the Christmas break?
Yes, I did.
Me too. I think we're doing a good job at that.
Well, see, that's the SIG P365 was for Kim.
Oh.
She's finally going to get that permit. But then I introduced her to the Glock 19, and she has one of those as well. So
that's excellent.
Yeah,
that's excellent.
Anyway, coming up on the next break, you can find Rob's podcast. Rob does the Self Defense Gun Stories podcast. He is the sole author of it, and it's a fascinating look at an actual armed self defense incident where he and an instructor break it down what happened. Self Defense Gun Stories. You can find that wherever fine podcasts can be found, and that is literally everywhere nowadays. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're speaking to writer and podcaster Rob Morse. So, how are we finishing this, sir? You told me what you wanted to talk about, so let's go.
Let's jump into some politics. We've all, unfortunately, seen what a piece of pork barrel legislation this COVID handout is. It's not really a COVID handout at all. 75% of it is pork designed to get political kickbacks. Unfortunately for us, buried in those, 5,500 pages of this bill is $25 million for the Centers for Disease Control and the National Institutes of Health. Those august guys who can't get COVID right are going to tell us about firearm safety and gun violence prevention. That was sponsored by Representative Carolyn Maloney and Ed Markey, Democrats out of New York and Massachusetts. What they don't tell you is that there is something already passed in law called the Dickey Amendment, meaning it's a law that says none of the funds made available can be used at whole or in part to advocate or promote gun control. So now we've got two laws in conflict. No one cares about that when there's that much pork going to politicians. I suspect the Second Amendment Foundation, maybe the NRA, maybe GOA, will then try and tie this bill up because of that contradiction.
Now, the study that they did in 2013 is as a result of Obama's special order, or his special,
right,
his special authorization, or whatever they phrased it. They've already right. done that recently. Now, what is it that they're going to go look at that will be different this time, or is it going to be one of these Bloomberg-type surveys where here's your result, now find me the, now give me the process to get to this?
I suspect the latter, as you just described, meaning we know that there are various biased researchers in gun control. Bloomberg bought several schools of public health. This is a way for a federal government, a federal bureaucracy, to paint gun control with that thin veneer of credibility.
Right.
Well, the National Institutes of Health told us that guns, jump out of the closet and murder people in the middle of the night. That's why we should confiscate them all for public safety. See, we got a researcher paid for by Bloomberg. And again, I'm sure they'll pay for the report. But yeah, that's what I fear about it too, Bill. Exactly right.
Well, I mean, and what exactly would they do with that study? Because I'm sure somebody, and I wonder, has anybody raised any objection to this, or was this just part of the hidden pork built into it that nobody knew was actually there? Or
I do know that both Ted Cruz and Rand Paul refused to vote for it. They said, this is a bloated pig. We don't even know what's in it. There were also about 50 Republican congressmen who said, nope, not. I haven't had a chance to study it. You can't ram through this big a piece of unread and unstudied legislation and expect me to vote for it. It could be filled with, you know, votes for motherhood, but I can't tell my constituents that. The rest of them, I think, just went along to get along.
That's the most dangerous game they play, isn't it, in politics, that going along to get along. That is the most dangerous game they play.
But there is lots of false research they can do. We've seen it come out of California. We saw a paper come. The California legislature essentially did their own version of this. They said, we need gun violence research to tell us to confiscate guns. Well, you get exactly the answer you paid for. What's fascinating about that research is they'll go, see, gun control worked. If you look at these 2 years, gun control, for example, the rates of violence in the U.S. was falling year after year. What somebody then said, yeah, but in the states with gun control, it didn't fall as fast as other states. So that says it's actually working backwards. Or they'll say, we need to impose mandated waiting periods. And then they go back and say, but California had mandated waiting periods for 2 decades, and our rate of violent crime has gone up. So then they have to invent, oh, yeah, but it would have gone up worse if not. But the research doesn't show that. So I think it won't. It's designed to produce a press release rather than scientific insight. But that's all a politician needs. He just needs journalists to read 5 sentences that came out of an official body. They're not going to pull a John Lott. They're not going to pull a Dean Weingarten or a Rob Morse and read through the data and go, but wait, that's not what it says.
And this is going to be one of these things where, as we see other examples of this, I wonder what it's going to. I'm not worried about the election theft, because we've already seen some things, like in California, the Republicans in California, they decided to ballot harvest.
Yes.
And what happened in California with the House of Representatives? How many seats did the Republicans take away from the Democrats because they decided to play by the Democratic rules?
I know of at least a couple. I don't know how many.
I
know they were terribly upset because, for example, they would put ballot boxes for these mail-in ballots in, I think there were some Vietnamese churches that was one had some of the highest Republican turnouts.
Right.
And they said, oh, that's cheating. You mean we did to you what you plan to do to us? Only
yeah.
Better? I'm sorry. Too bad. We have, did you want to go down that? We got about little less than 3 minutes. Did you see, I did love this. We got to talk about courts. What was it? The federal court in which district? It's in Colorado. I don't remember which district that is. There's a guy who's clearly buying firearms and taking them to Africa. He says that, hey, I'm starting a gun club over there. I'm buying them. They're mine. I'm taking them to Africa. They're my guns. All I'm doing is taking my personal property over there. And the ATF went all over him. You couldn't be doing that. Gun club, Molly, they need them. By the way, my brother's running the gun club. You're right. I did sell one of them to my brother. And a judge said, hey, you know what? That's legal. That's legal. You haven't showed that he bought them to resell them in this country. If he wants to buy them and take his property overseas, best wishes. Merry Christmas. Get out.
Yeah, I mean, did they not know that? I mean, when I bought my handgun that I bought when I was in Europe, I bought in Europe at a American Army Rod and Gun Club and just, you know, stuck it in a box and stuck it on the plane and brought it with me. Nobody said, hey, what are you doing with this?
Right. Yeah. Well, I think the ATF thought that, hi, I'm the federal government. I have more lawyers than you do. You can't afford to fight me if I say you're bad. And this guy said, yeah, I can. And a judge said, yeah, he doesn't even have to. ATF, you're wrong again.
As they often
which
are.
A stopped clock is right twice a day. In the Europe, it's only once. What bothers me is the level of incompetence. There are real crimes in this country. We have tremendous violence in our deep blue cities. We have guys who are setting up armed camps, and the ATF is out doing this.
Yeah. Yep. It's not about public safety. It's not about controlling crime. It's about controlling our behavior. And, you know.
Who's coming up next?
Dan.
Yes.
Mr. Zimmerman coming up next. It'll be Dan Zimmerman, The Truth About Guns. Thank you for joining me, sir.
My pleasure, Bill.
Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.